This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Red Pill Recording. Red Pill Recording filmed over 57 hours of video from Porkfest X. Go to Red Pill Recording on Facebook at facebook.com/redpillrecording to watch videos from panel discussions, speeches, and of course, Buzz's big gay dance party. And if you like what you see, donate some Bitcoin to Red Pill Recording to help offset the cost associated with recording and editing over 57 hours of video. That's facebook.com/redpillrecording. It takes a lot of courage to admit when you were wrong. It takes even more courage if you were outspoken when you were wrong. On August 8th, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, wrote an article for CNN.com which states, "Over the last year, I have been working on a new documentary called Weed. The title may sound cavalier, but the content is not. I traveled around the world to interview medical leaders, experts, growers, and patients. I spoke candidly to them, asked tough questions. What I found was stunning." Gupta added, "Well, I am here to apologize. I apologize because I didn't look hard enough until now. I didn't look far enough. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research, and I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved on cannabis." Gupta said he lumped them with the highly visible maligners just looking to get high and mistakenly believed that the DEA had sound scientific proof that cannabis has, quote, "no accepted medicinal use and a high potential for abuse," end quote. "I applaud Dr. Sanjay Gupta for admitting that he was wrong about cannabis. I also applaud him for saying that he wants to set the record straight. He began to set the record straight by explaining his research, which included a careful reading of a letter from the Assistant Secretary of Health, Dr. Roger O. Eggberg, in 1970, that says, "Since there is still a considerable void in our knowledge of the plant and effects of the active drug contained in it, our recommendation is that marijuana be retained within Schedule 1 at least until the completion of certain studies now underway to resolve the issue." Gupta cited a study from 1944 that found marijuana did not lead to significant addiction in the medical use of the word. By comparison, cocaine, a Schedule II substance, quote, "with less abuse potential than Schedule I drugs," end quote, hooks 20% of those who use it, and around 25% of heroin users become addicted. "Keep in mind," Gupta wrote, "that up until 1943, marijuana was part of the U.S. drug pharmacopoeia. One of the conditions for which it was prescribed was neuropathic pain. Most of the prescription medications for neuropathic pain don't work very well." Additionally, Gupta says, "someone dies in the United States every 19 minutes from a prescription drug overdose, mostly accidental. I could not find," he wrote, "a documented case of death from marijuana overdose." Gupta added, "I promise to do my part to help genuinely and honestly fill the remaining void in our knowledge." Again, I applaud Dr. Gupta for admitting that he was wrong about cannabis. However, I would like to know if he supports full legalization of cannabis. It is not enough to simply admit I was wrong when you had previously been so vocal about why I would vote no on pot. I support full legalization of cannabis for the same reasons that I believe there should be no laws regulating raw milk, lemonade, prostitution, or crystal meth. No one has a legitimate right to dictate to another person what they consume or what they do with their body. In other news, Ballot Access News reports, almost all city elections in Utah are nonpartisan. However, the Utah Republican Party website recently put up data revealing the party registration of all Utah City elected officials. At first, the webpage listed every official. Later, the page was revised to list only the elected city officials who are registered Republicans. Democrats have criticized the Republican Party for posting this information. However, the party affiliation of any individual voter in Utah is considered a public record. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute. Radio.fpp.cc.